Blog Talk Radio.
My wife, Pastor-elect Barbara Smith, to my pastors, Apostle Temple and Leticia Spencer, to the ministers, evangelists, prophets, deacons, mothers, youth, intercessors, men, ADM frontline, members, family, and friends. Good evening. Good evening to our international partners, United Kingdom, Norway, France, Australia, India, Germany, Egypt, Laos, Australia. Good evening, USA. Yeah. Nevada, New York, North Carolina, South Carolina, Massachusetts, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, California, Alabama, Michigan, Delaware, Oregon, Puerto Rico. Good evening, Atlanta, Texas, Louisiana, Mississippi, Florida, the Caribbean Island Chain, Missouri, Illinois, Canada, and Connecticut. I bid you good evening, good evening, and good evening, for this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be exceedingly glad in it. For we called on the Lord, and he heard our cry and delivered us from out of that muck and miry clay. Oh, yes, he did. Because of his love toward us. Oh, yes. See, it was only God that can reach way down low and lift us up. Oh, bless his holy name. Oh, bless his holy name. And as we come boldly before the throne of God this evening, we just want to give him the praise, give him the honor, give him the glory, and all of the things belong to him. God, we just want to thank you. God, we just want to thank you for taking us through this day. Oh, glory be to God. No harm befall us. God, you kept us in the center of your will and brought us to this point, Lord God, that we can bow down before you and tell you thank you and give you the praise, the honor, and the glory. God, we thank you. Good evening, Mother Jackson. How are you?
Yes. Bless the afternoon. First of all, I would like to give God the honor who's still ahead of my life, and to my husband, Deacon Joe Jackson, to you, Pastor Smith, to Pastor Barbara Elect Smith. I'd like to give honor to Pastor Temple and First Lady Temple and everyone at ADM Ministry this afternoon. First of all, God, we come to you almost we know how. God, just thanking you. Thanking you for another day's journey, God. Thank you for this blessing. How you have kept
Hallelujah.
Us and healed us and protected us in our going and our coming in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you for your strength that you have put on the inside of us, God, to keep on marching forward in the name of Jesus. How we thank you, Lord. We thank you so much, God, because you've been mighty good to us, God. When we look around, Hallelujah, and see your goodness, we can't help but to thank you, Lord. We thank you, God, for when we were down and out, you were still with us, God. And when you pulled us up, God, you were still with us, God. When we made mistakes, Hallelujah, you were still with us, God. Oh, and our mess, I say you were still with us, God. We have so much to thank you for, God. Oh, God, we thank you for your love and kindness. We thank you for just a new day of mercy, God. We realize, God, all things, God, is good because you created it, God. So we say thank you, Lord, for creating us, God. Everything that you did created is good. So we say thank you, Lord, once more, God. We thank you for our elderly once more, God. We thank you how you continue to shield and protect them in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you, Lord. We cry out for our youth once more, from the youngest to the oldest, God. Continue to shield and protect them, God, and they're going and they're coming in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you, God. We thank you for saving them at a young age, God. Bringing them up in the way they should go in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We lift up every single mother that it is today, God. We cry out for the single mothers, God. We know the Moshe, God. Only way these young mothers, God, can nurture and raise these kids, God, is through you, God. And, oh, God, we thank you today, God. As we see the Lord, oh, God, let us begin to love on them, God. Let us begin to just cry out. Cry out in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, let us cry out. The nation, God, they need prayer, God. They need prayer, God. Let us begin to cry out. Cry out, trumpets, God. Cry out for our neighbors, God. Cry out for the sick, God. In the name of Jesus, God, let us begin to just lay before you, God, and cry like never before, God. We thank you today, God. God, we know what you're doing, God. We thank you for turning every situation around in our lives, God. We thank you, God, for being our provider. This day, God, in the name of Jesus, God. We're not worried about tomorrow, because tomorrow is not promised, God. But we just thank you for this day, God. We thank you for your love and kindness, have you drawn thee, God. So we just thank you, Lord. Let us begin to love one another as you have loved us in the name of Jesus, God. We lift up the sick in and shed in everywhere, God. Oh, God, today we pray, God, that you, by your stripes we are healed, God. So that let them know they're already healed in the mighty name of Jesus. No matter how your body is acting, but yet and still just know that you are healed in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you for the blood. We thank you for the blood of Jesus today, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We just thank you, God. We thank you for your healing power, God, for your delivering power, God, your way out of way, no way, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. You have showed us over and over and over, God. Oh, God, we thank you that you're bringing the backsliders back to your first love, God. So we say thank you for that, God. We say thank you, God. Haroboshe, God, we thank you, God. We thank you for all things, God. In the name of Jesus today, God, we pray, God, that you touch every internet, every telephone, God, computer, in the name of Jesus, God. Let us begin to tune in to you only, God. Let us begin to tune in to you, God, in your word, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we pray, God, let you have your way, God. We ask that you have your way like never before. Move us out the way, God, and come in, God, because we realize we can't do nothing without you. Oh, but when you come on the scene, God, everything began to change. The atmosphere began to shift. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we thank you today. We thank you for coming in like never before, God. Oh, God, we lift up every minister that it is, God. We pray, God, that you strengthen them, God. Let them stay up on the wall, God. Oh, God, don't let them come down. Let them continue to cry out like never before, huh? Cry out your truth, God. Let your truth come forth in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We thank you today, God. We thank you, God. All these things we ask today in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father God.
Oh,
glory. Take us by the hand. Holy Spirit of God.
Yes.
Take us to where you want us to be, Holy Spirit. Of the living God.
Yeah.
Pour out your anointing upon each and every one of us. Right now, Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus. Pour it out. Oh God, pour it out. Let it flow. Holy Spirit of the living God. Let it flow upon us, your people. Glory, hallelujah. Bathe us right now in your anointing, Holy Spirit.
Lord.
Have your way. Glory,
Lord.
Hallelujah.
Do it right now.
Touch right now.
Every
circumstance. Every situation, Holy Spirit. Move by your power. Move by your might. Move by your anointing. In the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
God, we can't do it without you. But we can do all things through Christ that strengthens
Amen.
Us on today.
Hey, yes.
So Holy
yes.
Spirit, come in the midst right now.
Lord.
Take full control of each and every one of us. Fill us with what the Lord God has given you to give us, Holy Spirit of the living God. Move right now. Touch right now. Anoint right now. In the name of Jesus. Open the prayer, hallelujah. Just a touch. Just a touch, Lord, of your Holy Spirit. And we know everything will be all right. In the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, we thank you for coming. Yes,
thank
you for coming and ministering.
Yes, Lord. Thank you.
We thank you for coming, Holy Spirit, and supping with us and bearing with us, Holy Spirit of the living God.
Thank you.
No other power and name we know than that great name of Jesus.
Yes.
The Holy Spirit. Move right now.
Yes, Lord. Jesus.
Internationally. Nationally.
Yes,
locally.
Lord.
Move right now.
In the name of Jesus.
On every person.
Yes,
on every
Lord.
Continent.
Yes, Lord.
Holy
Jesus.
Spirit of the living God. It's all about you.
Yes.
All
Lord.
About you, Lord Jesus.
Yes, it is.
And your power and your anointing that breaks every
yes,
yoke. In the name of Jesus. We thank you, Holy Spirit.
Thank
you. Hey, that you're breaking yokes. Even right now.
Yes,
oh, glory.
Lord,
oh,
yes,
glory.
Lord.
In that one. In that one. In that one. Holy Spirit. Right now. Continue to move. Continue to arrest. Right now. Fill their hearts. Fill their mind. Fill their thought process. Holy Spirit, with your love, with your anointing, with your power. Oh, glory,
Lord.
Hallelujah. Holy Spirit, we thank you for coming
you, Lord.
To see
you,
about us.
Thank
we thank you,
you
for bringing
Lord.
Your love,
thank
your comfort,
Jesus.
In the
thank
name
you,
of Jesus.
Yes,
we thank
Lord.
You. We thank
Jesus.
You. We
thank
you.
Lord.
We
thank
you. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes,
we
do.
Thank
you.
We thank you.
Lord.
For having
thank you.
Your
yes.
way
hey. Yes,
on
Lord,
us
Jesus.
And in
yes,
us,
Lord.
Holy Spirit, for
yes,
your touch
Lord.
Right
thank
now.
You,
in Jesus' name. In
yes,
Jesus'
Lord.
Name. We thank you.
Thank
we thank
you.
You. Hallelujah.
Thank
you. Oh, praise his name. Glory. Hallelujah.
Yes,
the Spirit of the Lord is so sweet.
Oh,
glory.
Lord.
So holy. So anointed. So righteous.
Yes, Lord. Yes,
oh, glory.
Lord.
Holy Spirit. Have your way.
Yes, Lord.
Just love on us, Holy Spirit.
Yes,
let us hold on to your Holy Spirit.
Yes.
As it never before.
Yes,
that we
Lord.
Receive that agape love of God.
Yes.
We thank you.
Thank
and we praise you. And we glorify you. Holy Spirit. So hell, you're perfect with it. Hell, your perfect way. In the name of Jesus. 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 Let your will be done. Right now. Upon your people. And we receive, Holy Spirit, everything that you have for us. To continue on along the King's highway. Oh, yes. So we thank you. And we praise
you.
And we glorify
you.
And we feel you. We feel your love. Oh, glory. Moving all over us. Oh,
yes.
From the crown of our head to the sole of our feet. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. Nothing can compare.
Yes,
Holy
Lord.
Spirit.
Yes,
sweet
Lord.
Sweet nothing to be God. Nothing can compare.
Yes.
And as you wrap us in your arms.
Yes.
To keep us.
Thank you,
under
Lord.
Your wing. Holy
yes,
Spirit.
Lord.
We love you.
Yes,
and we thank
Lord.
You.
Thank
for
you.
For being right there for us.
Thank
here
you, Lord.
And now, Holy Spirit
yes.
of the living God, we thank,
thank
you.
Thank
and we praise
you.
In Jesus'
yes,
name.
Yes.
In Jesus' name.
Yes.
In
yes,
Jesus'
Lord.
Name. No
thank
other
you.
Name that we know.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ. Yes, a friend. Yes,
yes.
A father. Yes,
yes.
A healer. A deliverer.
Yes.
A lawyer in the
yes,
courtroom.
Lord.
A judge
yes.
on the
yes.
bench. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Lord Jesus, have your way in your people.
Yes.
Right
yes,
now,
Lord.
With
yes,
your
Lord.
Holy Spirit.
Thank
right
Jesus.
Now,
yes. Help
right
me,
now,
God.
Let
yes,
your power
Lord, help.
And anointing
yes,
have its
Lord.
Way. Yes.
Yes, Lord.
Glory, hallelujah.
Yes.
We praise you.
Yes, Lord.
We
yes,
glorify
you.
We magnify you, Lord
yes,
Jesus.
Lord.
For
yes,
everything,
yes.
all
yes.
things.
Yes.
Lord God, that you provide for each and every one of us in
yes,
the name
Lord.
Of Jesus.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus.
Yes,
in our heart, in our mind,
yes,
in our
Jesus.
Spirit man, we
yes,
receive
Lord.
You, Lord God,
yes,
in your
Lord.
Holy anointing
yes,
right
yes,
now.
Yes.
That we
yes.
remain steadfast. Lord God, in your special prayer towards us, in Jesus' name,
yes.
in Jesus'
name,
in Jesus' name,
yes, Lord
we thank
Jesus.
God, and we thank
yes,
you, Lord,
thank you,
to
Lord
have you
Jesus.
Right now,
thank you, Lord. Yes,
to that
Lord.
Special place, oh God, have your way in this special
Lord.
Place. Do it right now, Father God, that we
yes.
bow before you, Lord God,
yes,
not
Lord.
Asking for anything, Lord, but to praise you and to
yes,
thank
Lord.
You for what
yes.
you do, what you've
Amen.
Done, and what
yes,
you're going
Lord.
To do. We say
yes,
thank you, Lord. We
thank
say thank
Lord.
You, Lord. We say thank you, Lord Jesus,
thank you.
For all of your mercies. Are
yes.
new every day. So we thank you for your grace
you,
and
yes.
your mercy that
yes,
is sufficient unto
yes,
us
yes.
unto today. In
yes.
Jesus' name, we thank
Amen.
You.
Thank
we
you, Lord Jesus.
We glorify you.
Yes, we do, Lord.
Because
yes,
you're
Lord.
Simply amazing, Lord
yes.
Jesus.
Yes.
You're wholesome. You're righteous.
Yes, you are.
You're holy.
Yes.
And you're powerful. And you're
yes,
loving.
You are, Lord.
And we thank you, Lord.
Thank
we
you,
thank
Lord.
You
too.
For who
thank you.
You are today in our lives. Glory, hallelujah.
Lord,
thank you. So have your way. So have your
yes.
way. And now,
amen.
Well, God, we got to move on. Praise God.
Amen.
We got to move on and let
amen.
AKA Mother OG
amen.
Come
yes.
and break the bread of life with
amen.
Us. That thus saith the Lord God. God bless
amen.
You, Mother Helen. You take
God
the wheel.
God bless you. God bless you, Pastor Smith. God bless you, Mother Jackson. This is the day truly that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. I thank God that he smiled on me, smiled on you, smiled on all of us. And we think of his goodness to us. We are just amazed. Our God loves us in spite of us.
Amen.
Well, tonight, I give honor to God, who's the head of my life. I give honor to Apostle-elect Temple Spencer, First Lady Lakeisha, you, Pastor Smith, Pastor Bobby-elect Smith, to all of the ministers, the deacons, praise team, everybody that paid to make up ADM, and especially to my wonderful mothers, who's just, I can't say enough about them. I love them so very much. And I'm going to be talking about tonight the forgiveness of God. Father, I thank you for this opportunity. Each time I come, let me decrease that you might increase. God, we bless everything that's been said and done so far. And let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight. Oh, Lord, my strength and my redeemer. You know, I've talked to a lot of people during the course of the week in the shopping center, grocery stores, and you'd be surprised, or you wouldn't be, that people beat themselves up about their past, about what's going on, and they feel like they're not worthy. And I said, well, do you have a church on? They said, well, I don't go to church because I killed somebody or I've been in for robbing. And I just feel like, you know, I wouldn't be accepted. And I don't feel like I could ever be forgiven for such a thing as that. And it's a lot of us still have not forgiven ourselves for some of the things that we've gone through, some of the things that have happened. And God has forgiven us and moved on, and we still holding on. We still beating ourselves up. We can't sleep at night. We still thinking about all of the ugly things we've done. We say we have repented, and we say that God has forgiven us. But do you really believe it? Do you feel like you've been forgiven? You know, God is forgiveness is a very incredible thing when we repent and receive his forgiveness. That's all he's asking for us to have, godly repentance. And what that means, change your ways, change your life. Don't keep going back and doing the same thing over and over. And even if at that point he's such a loving God, if you acknowledge the sin and repent, he's still a forgiving God.
Yes.
Some people still struggle with the feelings of guilt and shame. Long after they have confessed their sins to God, they are apt to feel unforgiven. We might feel that we have been rejected by God. When feelings of guilt hound us, and they will need to remind ourselves that forgiveness does not predicate on how we feel. When God says he has forgiven you, he means just that. With that being said,
The first scripture I'm going to go to is Isaiah, the first chapter, beginning at the 18th verse. He said, "Come now, let us reason together, says the Lord. Though your sins are like scarlet, they shall be white as snow. Though they are red as crimson, they shall be like wool. If you are willing and obedient, if you eat the best from the land, you will resist the rebel. You will be devoured by the sword." But that was the mouth of the Lord has spoken. What that means, that he sees your sin. He know what you did. He saw you when you was a rebel rouser, when you carried them knives in your pocket, gone on your side, cursed like a sailor. You know, some of you may have gone with somebody else's mate. It's just a lot of ugly things that we could say about our past lives. But here he's saying, come let us reason together. He says, though your skin sins are like scarlet, he'll make them white as snow. If you are willing and obedient, you will eat the best from the land. But if you resist and rebel, you will be devoured by the sword. For the mouth of the Lord has spoken this. That means don't look back. Because the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. If you keep looking back, you may go back. I heard Pastor Smith this morning talking about the breaking the yokes and the anointing. Well, if you don't believe God has forgiven you, how can the Holy Spirit or the Holy Ghost or the anointing come in? Because you tearing your hair out, crying bloody murder, and not believing that God has forgiven you and moved on. Next scripture I would like to talk to you to convince you how God feels about us. This is the message we have heard. This is 1 John, starting at the 5th verse to the 9th verse. This is the message we have heard from him and declare you. God is light. In him there is no darkness at all. If we claim to have fellowship with him yet walk in darkness, we lie and do not live by the truth. But if we walk in light as he is the light, we have fellowship with one another. And the blood of Jesus, his son, purifies us from all sin. If we claim to be without sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sin, he is faithful and just, and he will forgive our sin and purify us from all unrighteousness. If we claim we have not sinned, we make him to be a liar, and his word have no place in our lives. So you, what that's saying, you kind of insult the Lord or God when you don't believe that he has forgiven you, when you can just hang on to what he said, forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass. I think if you cannot forgive yourself, wouldn't you have a problem forgiving others? If you're holding a grudge against yourself about your past mistake, what about others? We're just going to name a few things off and talk about God's forgiveness. When feeling of guilt hound us, and it will, we need to remind ourselves that our forgiveness does not feel occupied on how we feel. Forgiven people can feel like they are hanging by a thread over the fires of hell. Forgiven people can be oppressed by the accuser of our souls. That's those diabolical thoughts that Pastor teaches about, and it's called Satan, who stirs up old emotions the way we stir up the embers of a dying fire. Suddenly, we are inflamed in emotions of anxiety and despair, but those emotions are not telling us the truth about the forgiveness of God. Forgiveness is something God does. It's not rooted in our own emotion. It doesn't depend on whether we forgive ourselves. Forgiveness is what God does in the book of heaven when he marks counsel over our debt of sin. We are forgiven when he declares us legally acquitted, regardless of how we might be feeling at the moment. Because it's so important to realize that the forgiveness of God is something he does. Let's look at the 8 pictures of God's forgiveness from the Old Testament. He said, God bags up our sins and throw them away. My offenses will be sealed up in a bag. God blows away the sin barrel. I have swept away your offenses like a cloud, your sins like the morning mist. God takes away our sin as far as the east is from the west. So far he has removed our transgressions from us. God treats our sins like a vanished foe. You will tread upon our sins underfoot. God puts our sins out of his sight. You have put all your sins behind your back. God puts our sins out of his mind. I remember their sins no more. God cancels the debt of sin. I am he who blots out your transgression. God removes sin stain and restores purity. Though your sins are like scarlet, they shall be white as snow. So we must learn to forgive. God moved on, and here is a recipe for moving on and letting God. And some people say, well, people keep bringing up my past mistakes, what I did yesteryear. If you go to Romans, the 8th chapter, 1st verse, he says, there is no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Philippians tells you to press toward the mark of the higher calling in Christ Jesus. Also tells you, think on beautiful things, whatsoever is pure, whatsoever lovely. Think on these things. Just know and feel in your heart that you've been forgiven. Stop beating up yourself. Learn to forgive yourself and you forgive others. We must do that. When we stand praying, we have to have that forgiveness in our hearts so the Father can forgive us. And he will also forgive you. We're going to tell you about a few people that God forgive, and their sins probably was much more. But first of all, some of the doctors were saying that what causes when you feel that guilty, the effects of guilt and not forgiving. And David had this problem. He said, when I kept silent, my bones grew old through my groaning all the day long. That was emotions. For day and night, your hand was heavy upon me spiritually. My vitality was turned into the drought of summer. They said physically, when you can't forgive yourself and you walk around feeling guilty, it says it can cause listlessness, imagine sickness, real illness, headaches, stomach disorder, vague pain, exhaustion. Emotionally, you can come depressed, angry, self-pity, feeling of inadequacy, denial of responsibility. Spiritually, unresolved guilt may have the following spiritual effects on us: a sense of alienation from God, an inability to pray, reduced fellowship with believers, no feeling of joy, inability to read the Bible. If in relations, a lack of forgiveness will have an impact on our relationship with others in these ways: irritability, blaming others, withdrawal, profuse apologies, inability to relax, self-justification, refusal to accept compliments. David's entire life was affected by his guilt. It touched him physically, emotionally, spiritually, and relationally. But he cried out to God, found the assuredness of forgiveness, and was able to enjoy life again. These are some of the biblical examples of the forgiven. Adam and Eve, the first human to sin, also became the first to experience God's forgiveness. Aaron, although he was involved in making a golden calf, Aaron later was appointed head of the priesthood. Aaron and Miriam, when they opposed Moses' God-given authority, Miriam was stricken with leprosy, but they confessed and acknowledged their sins and were forgiven and cleansed. Eliphaz, Bildad, Zophar, although these men falsely accused Job and misrepresented God, they found forgiveness. Rahab, the Jericho prostitute, turned to the Lord of Israel and became a part of Jesus' family tree. David, although he was guilty of adultery and murder, David repented and confessed his sins. He was spoken of a man after God's own heart. A paralytic, to demonstrate his authority, Christ forgave and healed this disabled man. Matthew's, the tax collector with a bad reputation to become one of Christ's disciples. A repentant criminal, when he cried out to Jesus on the cross, the thief was welcomed into paradise. Peter, although he denied Christ three times, Peter became a pillar in the church. A woman caught in adultery, her accusers backed away, and Christ forgave her sins. Zacchaeus, the greedy tax collector, climbed a tree to see Jesus and came down to receive forgiveness. Nicodemus, officially part of a group of the ruling Pharisees who provoked Christ's strongest condemnation. Nicodemus recognized Jesus as Savior and Messiah. He was forgiven. Paul, the killer of Christians and self-confession, chief of sinners, Paul is a prime example of the grace of God. Corinthian believers, once they were idolaters, adulterers, homosexuals, thieves, greedy, slanderers, and swindlers, but they experienced God's forgiveness. The public sinner who washed Jesus' feet with her tears, when a religious Pharisee church folks objected that Jesus let such a woman even touch him, Jesus said, there was a certain creditor who had two debtors, one owed 500 denarios and the other 50. And when they had nothing which to repay, he freely forgave them both. Tell me, therefore, which one of them you loved the most? Simon answered and said, I suppose the one he forgave more. And he said to him, you have rightly judged. This he, Jesus, said to her, the public sinner, your sins have been forgiven. So what is our problem? If God forgave all of those what we would call hideous sins and crime, he certainly can forgive us for some of the things that we have done and throw them in the sea of forgetfulness. So I hope my word has encouraged somebody this day to let them know that God has forgiven you and moved on. So let's forgive yourself so you might be able to forgive others. And I stole this from Forrest Gump. He said, my mama said you got to put the past behind you before you can move on. So let's put the past behind us and move on in Christ Jesus. God bless you and amen.
Amen,
mother. Praise God. Woo. Mother, you went down through that. But think about it, Saint. Forgiveness. Forgiveness.
Yes.
Huh?
Amen.
And how many of us God had to forgive some of us over and over and over again.
Amen.
Huh?
Yeah. Amen.
Thank God to get tired. Huh? See, we get sick and tired and sick and tired of things in our life. And then when we get sick and tired of it, we do something about it. Amen.
Amen.
But
well,
we are his children. Amen.
Yes. Yes, we are.
And he's just one of the things that we do that's
yes,
not God.
Amen.
But yet, when we bow down at the feet
glory.
Of Jesus
oh,
and
glory.
Ask for mercy,
yes.
God have mercy
yes,
on me.
Yes,
I've
yes.
I've sinned
yes.
before you.
Repentance.
Please
Godly
forgive
repentance.
Me for my
yes,
sins.
Yes.
And
Godly
throw
repentance.
It, Lord God,
hey,
into the sea
you.
Of forgiveness.
Yes.
That he will forgive
yes.
you
yes.
of your shortcomings on
yes,
today. On today. Whatever it might be, God will forgive you. You know, I only heard the only thing that he won't forgive is blaspheming the Holy Spirit. So somebody killed somebody. Somebody took somebody's wife. Somebody did this, stole. Yet God forgives. Whatever you have, bring it to the altar.
Yeah.
And see that the Lord will forgive you if you really want to be forgiven. See, all you got to do is take the mindset of being sincere with God.
Amen.
And when you are sincere with God, oh, glory,
yes.
hallelujah, he
Thank
will.
You,
he
oh,
will,
yes.
mother. Yes, he will. He will
yes,
forgive
he
each and
yes,
every one of us.
Yes.
No doubt. He said, try me. try me and see. Try me and see. So on today, if you haven't tried God, try God. And you know what? I tried him, and I found out that he's all right with me. I mean, he is just all right with me. What about
yes,
you?
Sir. Yes.
What about you? Huh? What about you? Oh, glory, hallelujah. Forgiveness could only come from God because of his love and his sacrifice for us. Now, I see a number on here I don't recognize, but I'm believing that is possibly our apostle. So,
amen, Bishop.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. I caught you from the blind side. Amen. God bless you all. God bless Mother Helen. God bless you all. God bless you all. My God. You know, awesome topic. But I want to take it. I'm going to agree along with the topic, but I want to put a little depth in it as well. And let the people understand the importance of forgiveness. We understand the story about Lucifer. When Lucifer was in heaven, before that he got his name, got that title script for him, and he became Satan, he was Lucifer, and he was up in heaven. The Bible also speaks about how he was this beautiful archangel in music and psalms. But it came to a time where he got beside himself. And God had to deal with him. God had to rebuke him. God had to put him out and had to deal with him. And once God released him, God scripted his name, and his name become now Satan, devil, amen, and different things. Well, Satan has a problem. He must the third that came out of the heaven with him. They have a problem to this day, and that problem that they have is forgiveness. We don't have and we cannot comprehend and will not comprehend and understand about forgiveness. They will not never forgive God. And God understands that because they feel as though God did them wrong. They feel as though that, hey, and I just want to say this with saints of God. When you don't walk in true forgiveness, you are walking into a demonic spirit. You are walking into a demonic realm to where the enemy has access to enter into your life. The enemy has access. Now, from that point on, I want you to catch this. True forgiveness now. When you don't walk in true forgiveness, from that point on, everything you begin to do is not of God. Everything that you begin to do, you are putting what we begin to understand diabolical. You're in a diabolical realm, a realm that is not of God. Then you are out of the order of God. Because Scripture tells us to forgive. God give us an instruction. That is, in the kingdom principle, that is a structure or an order for God. Forgive. And when we don't forgive, we have things to come back on us. Many people got open doors in their life. That's why I cannot walk closely with leaders if they don't have forgiveness in their heart. When you keep issues and different things in your heart with people, you become a demonic entry. You become a demonic door. And I'm telling you right now, saints of God, a lot of this stuff that we sickness, a lot of stuff that people is dealing with, and some people try forgiveness. Try true forgiveness. I'm not talking about the stuff to where we feel a little bad. Oh, I need to get this on my heart, make it right with God. God understand, because watch this. You could say, I forgive that brother or that sister, then turn around and do the same acts with somebody else. You have not walked into forgiveness, and you still held accountable from the first individual that you have. Now, imagine you don't add up all this stuff around you. All this stuff, you say, I forgave that brother, I forgave that sister, but you're still operating the same way with the other brother, with the other sister. You still got an issue with this sister or an issue with that brother, but you forgave that brother. Let me tell you something, that brother that you forgave, I'm telling you right now, it's still unkindness with God, because God doesn't have no risk. It's not you're going to love the one. It's either you're going to love the one or hate the other. Scripture, you know. We got to understand things that it's deeper than, oh, I just, no, it's deeper. You begin to walk in a demonic realm. I don't care what people don't do to you. I got people lying on me right now. I got people checking all this stuff right now. I got a report today about, say, Pastor ACN, I say, listen, they already turned over to the Lord and I ain't caring about none of that, because we got to stay focused, because you're going to enter into a demonic realm that where these devils will take you so far out in the ocean, making you think you got it going on, and next thing you know, you don't got everything don't rip from up under you. Y'all better hear me. Amen. That's why I tell anybody, I will not engage into no mess, because I will not get in trouble with God with no one. You got to understand, saints, when you don't walk in true forgiveness, you are walking into a demonic realm, diabolical realm, that is a demonic realm that is not of God. That is a Lucifer spirit, and that's his problem right now. When you hear him, when he begins to talk, I remember one day, I shared this story a while ago, where I just getting out of prayer. I was in intercession, real heavy intercession. And the Lord spoke to me. The Lord said, I got somebody who want to speak to you. And I said, okay, Lord. And next thing you know, I heard this deep, dark, demonic voice. Real deep, dark, demonic voice. Then I began to realize that this deep, dark, demonic voice wasn't a voice trying to intimidate me. It was a voice of pain and hurt. If you ever dealt with people that is hurt or somebody is in pain, they voice pitch change and they go into a deep, dark, they go into a deep, low pitch. And it makes it sound like, I'm just sore. You know, they get into this area, in the area of emotion. That's the same way as the adversary, my God, because he's dealing with so much of hurt. He's dealing with so much of pain. And he understands that he cannot change it around. And his everyday on mission, his everyday, he is looking for a saint of God. He is looking for somebody that is confessing, that confess that they say they love God. He's looking for somebody to make them a liar to God, to prove to God that he was right and they was wrong. It ain't about your money. It ain't about your anointing. It ain't about none of that kind of stuff there. Because trust me, he got bigger people. If you want to mess with somebody with a couple of dollars, he got bigger fish to fry if he really want to mess with somebody. It's about proving to God that you are not who you say you are. And the way we get caught up into that, we get caught up into that with unforgiveness. I just want to put some dealt with it and show the people that it's my God. You got to walk in true forgiveness. Don't think because you say love, I love you, I love it, all this kind of, that is action. That is just something you speak loosely, because at the end of the day, your love will be tested with your brother and sister. Your love will be tested with the Lord. Your love. And at the end of the day, there's so many that the enemy just making it look like hey, man, you ain't saved at all. So understand this, things. When you don't forgive, you got to open the demonic door in your life. And everything you begin to operate then, you got to question everything, because now you operate in a demonic realm, because that's a realm that is not of God. If you're going to operate in God and we're going to get the fullness of God, we have to do it God's way. And we cannot allow our feelings get in the way. We cannot allow our issues get in the way. And there's so many people allowing their issue. It ain't even about your neighbor. It ain't even about your brother. It ain't even about your sister. It's about some mess that we got in there. I'm going to say this, I'm going to go. I love all this, what Mother Helen said. Mother Helen named so many men, some women of God. But guess what? Each one that she named, each one of them did wrong. They did wrong. And God had to deal with them. And because of that, they didn't walk out with it. The saints is one of the worst people when they get exposed of their wrongdoing. They got these attitudes. They don't want to, I don't got time for this. They're going to put somebody down. They're going to tell somebody a liar. They'll build up cliques. They'll come against you. They'll come with all this. They own the money entity themselves. They'll have their own movement going on. These men of God, they begin to cry out to God and begin to ask God for true forgiveness, because they have true repentance, and begin to ask God forgive them for their issue or what they've done. How many of us went to God and asked God, forgive me, what have I done? Forgive me of my issue. It's not about my brother. It's not about that sister. It's not about this person. But what have you done? Amen. And we forget about that, and we'll put all the blame on everybody else. That ain't true forgiveness. You're in a demonic realm. Because at the end of the day, it ain't about nobody else. It's about you. Forgiveness for you. Forgiveness will help you. And understand that, saints. When you're not walking in forgiveness, you are walking in a door where the enemy have full access in your life. That is a demonic door. And that's a door where it begins to play with your visions, your dreams. He must give you some prophetic words, making you think you're hearing God, and you ain't hearing nothing, and nothing of God. And that will travel with you throughout your whole life. Set these doors. Forgive people. Move on. First of all, forgive yourself. Forgive yourself. Then begin to forgive if somebody wronged you, or somebody probably was responding to your action or something that you've done. And it wasn't about them or it was about him or her. It was about you. And we got to stop that, because at the end of the day, you reap what you sow. This going to come around again, and you're going to be waiting on a blessed season. And guess what you're going to be doing? Waiting on a blessed season. And you're going to get around your cliques. Y'all going to have prophesized lying going to go on and say, God finna bless, God ain't finna do anything until you line up. That's the only way God's going to do things. You got to line up with God. I'm sorry, Pastor Smith, I took up too much time, but this is good. I just had to want to put a little weight up, put a little drop on that a little bit, and let people know you got to forgive. If not, you'll be walking into a demonic realm. That's the realm that Lucifer is walking, Satan is walking in right now. He has unforgiveness with God in his heart, and you begin to walk into that area that's saying, that's why when you're dealing with people, and you got people who just want to hold on to stuff, you got to X some people out of your life quick, fast, in a hurry, because you're going to get ready to have some demonic attack. They are open door. They are open door. Move on. My God, I hear my wife shouting in there, and I'm shouting in here. I got to go. God bless you, Pastor Smith. Amen. God bless you all.
Amen. Praise God. Amen. You know something, Apostle? I'm going to tell you something.
Amen.
Boy, you hit it right down there where it need to be, because this is what we're living in, unforgiveness.
Yes.
Look at the turmoil in the atmosphere around us. It's there because people won't forgive. Oh, I ain't going to forgive her. I ain't going to forgive him, because that's a hard pill to swallow. You don't know what they did to me. Who cares what they did to you? God said, if you forgive. Yes, sir.
And you know what? Also, a lot of times when you start looking into cases, because people always show you their right hand, they don't show you their left hand. And a lot of times, there be things that people don't done. And sometimes people get tired of other things, you know, or other people's stuff. And people got to say, hey, man, you know, sometimes it only must be the other person. Sometimes it be that individual. Because that individual probably do not examine their own life. And when you get a person that goes from pillar to post, got a relation, came to you in this relation, that relation, or that relation, that person right there is carrying a whole bunch of unforgiveness in their heart. And a lot of times is dealing with their issues.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So we as saints, we got to come better. That's why we're talking about the anointing and the Holy Spirit and these things.
Yes.
You know, because these are the tools that we need, praise God, to be able to travel the King's highway and make it in and take somebody else with us. Forgiveness is a big one. A big one.
It is. Yes.
Glory. I know people been mad at one another, brothers and sisters, family members, 40, 50, 60 years.
Yes.
And refuse to forgive. And say, oh, I'm a Christian. I serve God. But I ain't forgiving nobody for nothing. So when you get before the Lord thy God and he tells you to get away from me, how you going to feel? What you going to do?
And you know what else, too, Pastor Smith? And you know what, to everyone? Unforgiveness also carry a spirit with it. It carries several different spirits, but also it carries a sabotage spirit. Because unforgiveness, and when a person dealing with unforgiveness and got issues that is with them, and you don't, and say for instance, you had to check them and you had to deal with them, unforgiveness in a person's heart, and what it does, it don't allow that person to see itself. It don't allow that person to see who they really are, because they want to see everything else. And what they'll do, they'll go in and they'll go and sabotage other relationships. That's why we have a lot of people now, and you get a lot of people that they call themselves, I'm going to rescue you from out of your local church, you know, because they got an issue. And it ain't the people got an issue. It's that individual got an issue. And they go through this here because of unforgiveness. And they begin to, and they don't understand. And a lot of people get it. And once again, it's that demonic demon again. Because that demonic demon understands that people doesn't belong to your local church. They don't belong to pastors. They belong to where? God. And people begin to have an unforgiveness, and they want to sabotage a relationship. What they do, they begin to mess with souls that is set up, and they in a place with God. Amen? They're in a place with God. Amen. So that's what Satan does. And that's how the third came out of heaven, because the third had an issue as well. It's just this stuff that is going on, it's already went on from the beginning of the time. And so all he had to do, and the power influence is so powerful. That's why the enemy try to praise on people that is weak. He won't pray on people that will stand up for you. Stand up to the enemy or stand up to somebody one time, they will not call you back again. They will not have nothing to do with you. Because, my God, I felt that one right there. Because the enemy, he don't want to pray on the strong. He want to pray on the weak. And that's how. That's why I'm challenging so many churches now, and with my time with other pastors and different things and other members, I'm challenging them: stay in your local church. Don't allow nobody to pull you out, because the enemy trying you to be weak. I don't care what's going on. God might have you as an intercessor. He might have you as a prayer warrior. I don't care what's going on. And let me tell you something. What you see in the forefront is not what's going on behind the scenes. You better believe that. It's always something. Don't allow people to put something or impart into you, falsify stuff that's going to detour you from your blessing. Track rent on somebody else's life that comes with that stuff. They are walking with a demonic spirit, and it has been, watch this, then another spirit followed them. After sabotage fall with them, then here come another spirit that is called delusional. Amen. They become very delusional. And that individual, they will never see wrong. They can't see wrong because they are delusional. Because when you walk in unforgiveness for a long time, these spirits begin to cover you. Now you don't need deliverance. Now you need to be set free. You need to be set free now. Amen? Saints of God, you need to stand up. Don't allow nothing to get in your heart. You have a business as men and women of God. You love people. At the end of the day, you can stop people from lying on you. You can stop for people what they got to say about you. You can stop people in their funny ways. You can't stop none of that. But what you can stop, you can stop from not allowing stuff to get into your heart and keep you from being unfocused. Because that's what the enemy wants you to do, not to be unfocused. Don't be like this old fairy tale, the Turin fairy tale, talking about Rumpel and the steel skin. He got this flute, and you just blowing this flute, and he got you falling behind it, amen, and leading you to your death. Amen. I declare and decree tonight that many of you're going to begin to walk in true forgiveness. You're going to begin to look in the mirror at yourself. You're going to stop this foolishness that brings sabotage on your life, bring the blame on everybody else because of the things that you do, because of the things that you walk into. I declare and decree tonight you in that diabolical, my God, that diabolical movement, open door, will be broken in the name of Jesus. Stand up to these devils. And when you stand up to these devils, I bet you any kind of money, they will not call you. They will not bother with you. They will not have nothing to say to you no more. If you got one key coming around your door, you better check yourself, because it's something that you're giving to that devil, making that devil think he could get you. Y'all about my God. I'm sorry, Pastor Smith. You know how I am. I go to running my business.
Amen. But you know what, though?
Mother Helen, I go to running. My God, I'm so passionate about God. I'm so passionate about the things of God. I'm so passionate. And I'm so passionate about God's people. But I'm so passionate about the business. And when you understand the business of God, you'll understand that it is what it is, and you got to protect, my God, our money. You got to do your job to the fullest that God has. All leaders on my line, I know it's some bishops and some sons and daughters on the line. You have to be passionate about the job.
Yes.
You have to be able to be good stewards over what God gives you. And regardless of what comes your way, regardless of what be said about you, regardless of what people try to do, at the end of the day, if they able, my God, I feel I'm talking to a pastor today. If a pastor, I feel, listen, I'm tapping into the spirit of somebody. Listen, pastor, or listen, apostle, if they able to pull people out of your church, they was weak in the first place. They didn't know who you were. They didn't know who you were in God. And they was weak in the first place. And it was a matter of time for the demonic enemy to get them. You got, I'm telling you, strong individual will take a stand and say the devil is a liar. I'm not going to allow you to put that in my heart. I'm not going to allow you to put that in my spirit.
Yes,
I'm not going to allow you to feed me some ungodly stuff, stuff that is not of God. Because at the end of the day, if you're going to bring me something that you have not forgive, you have not forgive your brother and sister on, you already walking into the enemy hands. Because the Bible says, my God Almighty, y'all about to hear me this, hear me tonight.
Amen.
When somebody brings you some mess about somebody, they already walking into a demonic place already. Already expose themselves. They already expose themselves because a true person of God, God begins to show. God begins to dream. God begins to show you different things, tell you different things. You don't need nobody to come and tell you this and tell you that. God will show you.
Yes, He will.
Amen. God bless
you. Yeah, I got you stirred up.
Amen.
I'm gonna remind you with Mother Helen. Before I came over, crying God, God was showing me this, showing me that. Then she said something very powerful, very profound. She said all of a sudden he stopped talking. He stopped telling you. That's when you know you're in the right place because God says no more to say to you. You're there. Mm-hmm. Amen. It's not nothing bad, saints, if God ain't speaking to you or showing you something. My God Almighty, if he already not spoke to you. But we got to understand what keeping us from moving into the things of God. What keeping us? You stopping yourself. And there's so many people putting curses on their own life, cursing on themselves, cursing everything around you. You cursing your hands. And guess what? The same people that you have not forgave or really, you have not come into a reality that he or she might was trying to help you, or you have not forgave them. Guess what? If these people line up in the things of God, they're gonna be they're gonna be slipping and sliding on their blessing, and you're gonna still mama and drama having the same problem, and you're gonna have the same foolishness going into next year, year after next, year after next. Are you tired of having the same issues and the same problem? Are you tired of playing church? Are you tired of just hooking and jiving and thinking you're doing a New York slide and you ain't busting nothing? The enemy is laughing at you, knocking you upside your head. Are you tired? Is anybody ready to live? My God, my pastor, I'm going to go now. I feel a revival in me. My goodness. Amen.
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 Amen. It's much more important that it's deeper than that. It's deeper than the surface. You'll walk into a demonic place, and from that place on, your whole spiritual walk is contaminated now until you go back into forgive. The Bible must tell you. If you have ought against your brother, go to him. It's telling you that for a reason. God say forgive. God telling you that. God telling you, I will forgive you. Repent. I will forgive you. Why? Because he don't walk into a demonic place. He walk into a place that what he set in order. And when you don't do that, everything about you is demonic. Your dreams become demonic. You hearing the voice of God, it's going to become polluted. Your vision, your perception is going to be off. Everything that you do from that point on, you have not forgiven. So guess what? You don't become a help to the gospel or the kingdom no more. You become a liability. And God cannot do anything with a liability other than sit them to the side or shut them down. Amen. We got to stop allowing people to put us in these little cliques because our life ain't in order, and we want somebody to couple them in us. And what that does, that's another demonic realm in a cult stronghold going to keep you into a place to where you can't get delivered because we're allowing people to put us in this foolishness, prophesizing and lying and coming from that amygdala place and using spiritual psychology and all this kind of nonsense. And you know your life is not in order. I don't want to sit and be around somebody, got to prophesize to me, God finna bless you, and I'm drinking and smoking, and I'm gossiping, I'm lying, and I'm doing everything else. If God's going to bless me, that lets me know you all. Because God's going to bring order into my life and bring order into your life before he get ready to do what he need to do to you in your life. Forgive,
amen.
Saints, and I'm out this time, Pastor Smith. I'm finna put on mute this time because I'm finna holler.
Amen.
I'm finna go this time.
Amen. Praise God. Listen, you know, the truth is the truth. Forgiveness. You know, we can hang a whole lot of things, but forgiveness, God said to forgive. It's just that simple. But we don't want to make it simple. We want to make it hard. And listen, don't get it twisted. Don't go running to God, oh, Lord, forgive me, forgive me, forgive me. You better go to that individual first. Because if you don't go to that brother or that sister first and get rid of that all, you ain't doing nothing before God.
Amen.
So go to that individual first and offer your arm. And then you go to God. And you'll see how God will truly bless you. God bless you. May heaven smile upon you. We are saying, come on back tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. where we're going to bring in our own Deacon Joe to bring us and break the bread of life. Amen. And just know, God loves you. God loves you. And guess what? It ain't over until God says that it's over. God bless you. Good night.
Make me more.